the demand for healthy food from the schools towards you in this project, 30 to 40% increase over the past 2 years. What has caused such an increase in demand?
Right. Well, that's, excuse me. Right. Well, that's a really interesting question about what the demand is. I think it's a number of factors that are working together here. Prior to the COVID pandemic in 2020, our demand, the food that we were delivering to schools was our value of about $15,000 a week, which is still significant, but that was what it was. And when COVID was here and schools closed for a while, but once schools got back up and running, a lot of people were still, I think, reeling from the pandemic, you know, job loss or job interruption, things like that. And that we saw the demand rise from the food that the schools needed for their student nutrition programs to about $18,000 to $20,000 a week, sort of as of September 2020, you know, when schools sort of got back. And that kind of kept on going. And I think the last, you know, 6 months or so, with the increase in the cost of gas, transportation, the cost of just everything, you know, inflation being at 6% or however it is, and the cost of food has been going up. We've been noticing the cost of food items going up anywhere from 5 to 25%, depending on what it is. And so families know that when there's a healthy food at school, they can rely on that and help, you know, use some of their other household income to some of the other costs that they have to deal with, groceries at home, gas to get to work, you know, paying your utilities and rent, those types of things. So increasing number of students we know are starting to rely on food programs at school. So then schools are, of course, demanding, or the demand from schools is increasing, you know, considerably. So now we're doing anywhere between $20,000 and $25,000 worth of food every single week to schools across the region, so that's a fairly significant increase from pre-COVID numbers.
We just recently received a grant from the Kingston and Area Community Foundation, valued at over $10,000. Can you talk a bit about the grant and exactly where these funds are going to help in your service?
Absolutely. So one thing that we noticed during COVID, especially, but also before that, was that school staff are extremely busy and had all kinds of increased demands, particularly during the COVID pandemic, to do with you know, screening and health and safety and so on. And the schools run the student nutrition programs, and they're finding less and less time to be able to offer healthy foods. Also, with COVID restrictions, food had to be individually portioned and prepackaged, especially at the outset of COVID, when we weren't quite sure how the virus was transmitted. And as we learned more about that, so the quality or the nutritional quality of the food decreased to some extent. We still offered us the best we possibly could in individual portion type things, but we felt that we weren't able to offer the best, and schools weren't able to have the time to prepare, you know, sandwiches or breakfasts or things like that other than prepackaged food. So we thought, well, maybe there's a way we can address this, and we wanted to test it out and see. So we applied for a grant from the Community Foundation, and we were very graciously received over $10,000 to try a three and a half month pilot project just over the last few months, where we're working with a local organization to prepare healthy wraps and pasta salads and things like that, that include protein and whole grains and fruits and vegetables, that are a more complete meal rather than something that you would get, you know, a muffin wrapped in plastic type of thing. And we selected some schools to pilot that project. And we knew that that was going to be above and beyond our financial budget that we have for our regular school programs. So that's why we sought the grant, and we're very appreciative that the Community Foundation as allowing us to take a risk, to try it out, to see whether it works. And then we'll sort of analyze that and see how it goes going forward.
I understand this project is also beneficial, and it's also been a source of employment. Tell me about this partnership with the Providence Hospital.
Right, absolutely. So our organization has worked with VOCEC, which is an organization that's part of Providence Hospital. VOCEC, I'm sorry, I don't know the full acronym, but it's Voices Opportunities. Oh, I've totally forgotten. Anyway, sorry, VOCEC is an organization through Providence Hospital, which employs adults that are living with mental illness. They have a number of very creative projects and employment opportunities. Typically, the VOCEC employees perhaps have barriers to maintaining a full quote unquote traditional 9-to-5, you know, 5-day a week type of job. But VOCIC creates unique opportunities that that allow adults living with mental illness to be able to have gainful and meaningful employment. We've worked with them for many, many years. We every week we pack our food boxes and we employ four associates from VOCIC every Monday who come in and work half days to help us pack our food boxes. So when we were looking for a source for the food, the prepared food that we wanted to do, we contacted VOCIC knowing that they have a kitchen called Great Lakes Kitchen, which they prepare, they hire their employees to prepare food items for different hotel establishments, accommodations, things like that. And they worked with us to design a couple of food items that they could prepare and that we would pick up on a daily basis and deliver to some of the schools in the pilot project. So it's terrific. It's a great organization that's creating meaningful employment for adults living with mental illness. And we were able to create a little bit more employment and then be able to benefit from having, you know, these wonderfully made food items made in a certified, you know, food safety certified kitchen.
I was looking at some of the foods that are being served. So I saw that wraps was tried earlier, and also sandwiches, hummus sandwiches. What goes into deciding what is served to students through this program?
Yeah, so because it's a pilot project, we kind of wanted to not get too big. We wanted to be specific with a few food items. And so we our board of directors for the food sharing project includes a representative from the Kingston Chronic Clinics and Addiction Public Health Unit. And so we contacted our dietitian who sits on our board of directors and is appointed by the health unit, who advises us on nutritional standards. We do have standards that are provided through the province of Ontario because of our association with Student Nutrition Ontario. So we combined those and we talked with the staff at Great Lakes Kitchen and our dietitian, and we looked at what the guidelines were that the province required. And we came up with something that we thought might be you know, a robust meal that meets all the nutritional criteria. So a chicken wrap has your chicken for your protein, has a, you know, some flavor items, has some vegetables, has a whole grain bread product. So a really nice little, you know, a nice little food package, and tasty, and also meets all the nutritional criteria. So that was the first item we tried. And then we thought, okay, well, let's try and create a couple options. We wanted to create a vegetarian option, of course. So we tried a hummus and veggie wrap. So we have those as well too. And then we wanted to try something, another little different thing. So then we expanded to add what we call a Southwestern pasta salad, also a vegetarian item. And it's just something different than a sandwich. And so we kind of kept it at that. We thought we could expand further, but for this pilot project, we thought we would try those three things and get feedback and see how they go over for starters.
Okay. So where do we go from here? The pilot project's been running. What's next in this process?
That is a terrific question. So we are wrapping it up in the next week or so, this pilot project. So we've been doing it since April. We've done a preliminary survey of the schools and the students back at the beginning when the first six schools, there's 12 schools in the pilot. When the first six started for a couple of weeks, we did a little survey just to kind of get a sense of where we're on the right track. And that came back very positive from both the students, saying that they enjoyed the flavor, felt the product was fresh, it was yummy, it was, you know, healthy, and also from the school staff who felt that it really saved them some time and helped them provide some really healthy food for their students. But where do we go from here? So what we're going to do is we'll be taking a look at a number of things, such as the cost. What is the cost associated with creating the product? Because of course there's labor as well as the ingredients and so on, the logistics, you know, how we have been picking up them on the wraps on a daily basis, is that still feasible? How can we scale it up? If we want to scale up, right, like I mentioned, we have 12 schools in the pilot project and there were only once a day for each of those schools. So how do we, is it possible to expand that to offer it every day to more schools and farther abroad? We have over 80 schools that we provide food to on a regular, a weekly basis. So what would be involved in that? So it's just, we have to sit down and analyze and take a look at it. And also we need to look at did providing these prepared foods decrease some of the other foods, the packaged, less healthy foods, and take a closer look at that type of thing as well too. And just kind of do an analysis and say, do we proceed in the fall? Where do we go? And then that would come out of our regular budget.
Excellent. And as also, as mentioned, this is also helped, you know, to save some time as well for school staff as well, who were originally, you know, to not have to put in additional hours into preparing these healthy options.
That's right. School staff, when we asked if they wanted to try this project, we got very positive feedback. Of course, school staff, as I mentioned, particularly during COVID, have been very strapped for time. Very often it's an EA or it's another school staff member that's kind of doing this off the side of their desk or the corner of their desk, so to speak, or during their break, trying to prepare some student nutrition and so on. And the ease of prepackaged food is great, but they really felt there was a deficit in the nutritional value to some extent. And so to be able to offer these, you know, ready-made, you open the box, there they are, put them on a plate and put them out, it just made life easier for them. And they feel confident that the students that really need the nutritional, the nutrition are getting, you know, a really well-rounded nutritional piece. So definitely save them time, and the response from the school staff has been really terrific. So it's that's a real positive, and we're glad to hear that. It's just how do we go forward with it, and how can we make it available to more schools and so forth.
Now these meals, are they served to students who might come from families that might have challenges in providing lunches?
They might. The main principle of the Food Sharing Project and Student Nutrition Ontario is that it's accessible to any student who needs nutrition for whatever reason. So it's not a needs-based program per se. It's a program that is based on research, lots of research that shows that students who have healthy food will do better at school, will be more focused on their studies, will have better social interactions with their peers, and so on and so forth. There's plenty of evidence to that extent. So that's what the student nutrition program was developed provincially on, 20 years ago when it was established. And so we also feel that by providing accessible to all students, it reduces stigma for those students who may come from a family that has less food literacy or is financially struggling and can't afford as healthy a food. So by making the food programs accessible to any student, it reduces the stigma of those students that don't have to, ask specifically for a particular item because of a need. So it is available to any student who needs nutrition, I guess, is sort of the bottom line. But by doing that, then we catch those families that are particularly struggling, right? That it could be a number of reasons. Parents could go off to work early in the morning and the students are expected to pack their own lunch and maybe don't have the ability to do that. Or it could be, families that are struggling with income and employment and aren't able to purchase healthy foods, which are more expensive and so on. So it's accessible to any student, to all students that have any student that requires nutrition for whatever reason in the school environment. And by doing that, we certainly capture those students that are most in need.